Last time on the Red Squirtle, Red was messing around and that caused V to step up and teach Red a lesson. And boy did he give Red a thrashing. I mean, it was some serious pummeling. Like he had no chance. Zero. Zilch.
Okay, they get it.
V then agreed to up Red's game. This time, V does just very that. On the Red Squirtle. Woo!
Welcome to my training grounds.
Neato. So teach me to beat you.
Yeah, well, we'll see if that happens.
Alright, where do we start?
Let's review our fight.
What's not to get? I lost.
No, Red, you need to see why you lost. That way you can get better.
Okay, fine. Roll the clip.
We don't have any clips.
No? Oh.
Your first mistake in our battle was choosing a fire type to go against my Vaporeon.
Why? Growlithe is great.
Sure, he's something great, but he still has his weaknesses, which include water.
Fine, I'll just remember that for next time.
Maybe you should start remembering what's good against what.
Nah, I got it. Water beats fire, grass beats water, and so on.
Good, good. Now how about this? What does poison beat?
Oh, that's easy. Everything.
No, what? No, no, not at all.
Yeah? If you eat poison, you die. I saw it happen myself.
Oh boy. Red, name me all the Pokemon types that you know.
Okay, I can do that. Water, fire, grass, electric, dragon, rock, bird, human-like, legendary, Zapdos. Yeah, well, I got like half of them or something, right?
Oh boy, we've got a lot of work to do. Red, meet my assistant Scott. He will be your training partner today. I'll check up on you guys in a little bit. I've got some things to do. Scott, he needs to learn about Pokemon types. Do the counter exercise, and I'll be right back.
Hey there, I'm Red.
All right, Maggot, let's see what you got.
I said my name is Red.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I disrespecting you?
Well, yeah. Yeah, you are, and I don't really like it.
Well, I'm terribly sorry. Can I get you something to eat? Maybe something to drink?
Well, I mean, now that you mention it...
Well, too bad!
Hey, that was rude.
You want a reward? You gotta earn it. Our first lesson. I will throw out a Pokemon, and you will throw out a Pokemon to counter it.
Okay, easy enough.
Cool, Poliwrath.
Poliwrath
is a water and fighting type. Counter it.
Let's see. This thing is blue. Blue is a color. My name is a color. My name is Red. Growlithe is red. Go, Growlithe!
Growlithe! Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay, let's think about what you just did.
I did think. Thank you very much.
You called that thinking?
Yeah, am I wrong?
Growlithe is a fire type. Fire is weak to water.
Yeah, I knew that.
Then why throw Growlithe out?
Well, I like Growlithe. He's pretty cool.
Okay, Worm. Let's try another one. Return Poliwrath.
Alright, return Growlithe. And it's Red.
Think harder this time, and make a good decision for once. Go, Executor!
Executor!
This one's grass and psychic type. Have at it, trash!
Still Red? Let's see. Grass type, eh? Grass probably has an obvious weakness. Grass is green. Green is the opposite of red. Red is fire. Fire is red. Grass is green. Grass things can burn up. To burn things, I would need... Ah, forget it. Go, Squirtle.
Squirtle! Are you serious? That's probably the worst choice you could have done.
Well, if only I had a better teacher, I could do it.
Oh, no, you didn't. You're not blaming me.
I might be.
Oh, that's it.
Hey, Scott, how's the lesson going?
Where did you find this worthless excuse for a trainer?
Not nice.
So I take it Red is being well read. We can try this lesson again later.
No need. I got it.
Anyways, another big error you made in our fight was not understanding Pokemon statistics. There are several types of stats that every Pokemon have. Some stats Pokemon have that are better than others. Scott here is an expert on stats, so I'll have him give you the crash course on the subject. Scott, just give him the basics. Red, if there's anything that doesn't make any sense, just remember to ask questions. I'll be back.
Okay, degenerate, listen up.
My name is still Red.
We have 5 different stats every Pokemon have.
What are they?
I'm getting to that. We have HP.
What else?
Can you let me talk?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
We have HP.
You said that already.
Stop interrupting me. We have HP.
What is HP?
I'm getting there. Shut up.
Okay, sorry. So we have HV.
Seriously? HP. H and P. How did you miss that?
Well, maybe you should speak clearly.
Maybe you should listen for a change.
Hey, how's the listens going?
I can't take this kid anymore.
Okay, so Red, what did you learn about stats?
HP.
And?
It's not HV.
That's it?
Yeah, just about.
Maybe this isn't the best way to teach you. Perhaps a more hands-on approach. Scott?
Yes, sir.
Take him down.
Gladly.
Is this the final exam? I didn't study the stats too well.
Think of it more of as a boot camp. There will be a simple 2v2 match. Red, I will be your coach. Go ahead, Scott. Bring out your first Pokemon.
Gulwarbuck!
Dabuck!
Scott's going easy on you. Arbok isn't an impressive Pokemon by any means. It's a pure poison type, with poor stats across the board, but with an especially weak special stat. So you'll want to go with water, electric, or perhaps an ice move.
Huh. Okay, I get it. Go, Squirtle!
Squirtle!
Now, before you attack, Squirtle stats aren't too great either.
Oh. Well, what do I do?
Arbok has a decent attack stat, so you'll want to raise Squirtle's defense. The best way to do that is with the move Skull Bash.
Skull Bash? Really?
Yeah, it actually raises the user's defense when you use it.
It does? Is that true, Squirtle?
Squirtle?
Why didn't you tell me earlier? Use Skull Bash and raise that defense!
Arbok, use Poison Sting!
Arbok!
Squirtle!
Whoa, hey, I said my move first!
Arbok's speed is better than Squirtle's, so in most cases, Arbok will go first.
Not fair.
Now Squirtle can use his move.
All right, Squirtle, go for it.
Squirtle!
Dabuck!
Great. Now Squirtle has higher defense to tank those physical hits better.
Huh, I get it. The higher the defense, the less damage he'll take.
Exactly. I am so proud. So now that Squirtle can take more hits from Arbok, it's time to take advantage of his weak spot.
All right, Squirtle. Hit him in the weak spot.
No, Red, you have to be more specific. Remember, I mentioned earlier that Arbok has a small special stat. Use that knowledge to your advantage.
Okay, Squirtle, use special.
Try again.
Use super special.
Red, think.
See what I had to deal with?
Here's a good way to remember. What makes Squirtle special?
His water?
That's the ticket.
Squirtle, use water!
Close enough.
Not before Arbok uses Glare!
Dabuck!
Squirt!
What's wrong with Squirtle?
Remember our battle when Squirtle got paralyzed? Same thing here. Squirtle will move slower and sometimes not even attack.
Is that cheating? I feel like that's cheating.
Nope, not at all.
It's okay, Squirtle, you got it.
Squirtle!
Hey, look, it worked! Even though he was paralyzed!
Paralysis doesn't mean it can't attack. It's rather tame compared to some of the other status effects out there.
Okay, Arbok, you screech!
Square!
Okay, explain this one.
Arbok used a move that decreases defense on the opposing Pokemon.
So that means...
Yes?
That means...
Yes?
That means...
Yes?
I don't know.
It means Skull Bash from earlier got nullified.
Ha! You just got nullified by my Skull Bash. That's, good, right?
No.
Oh.
So, what are you gonna do?
I'll... Squirtle, use Ice Beam, right?
Why are you asking me? Squirtle's your Pokemon.
Okay, Squirtle, Ice Beam. Uh-oh. Is that the Paralysis?
Paralysis? Yeah. Squirtle loses his turn.
No, not fair.
Arbok, use Bite!
Arbok!
Squirtle! Uh-oh. Return, Squirtle. Shoot. I'm doing terrible.
You win some and you lose some. Can't expect to win all the time. All right, Red, choose your next Pokemon.
Okay. Well, can't go wrong with Growlithe.
Good choice. Your Growlithe is very interesting. Not like a normal Growlithe.
Okay, Growlithe, use...
Let me stop you before you just say anything.
Why?
Whenever you use Growlithe, you just say, use a move! This time, I want you to come up with a type that can take down a poison type. Now think, how does one get rid of poison? You know what? No, that analogy won't work. I'll just tell you a few options, okay? And you pick the best one. So the first option is a psychic attack.
Use a psychic attack!
You didn't listen to the rest.
Return our buck.
Yes, I did it! I did it!
Maybe you're not the worst thing in the world, scrub. Go, Kabuto!
Okay, V, what do I do now?
Well, the rest is up to you. Remember what I told you about everything.
Okay, Growlithe. Use a move that'll boost your Kabuto-destroying type moves.
No, Red, you have to be specific. What do you want to raise, special or physical?
Kabuto is what type again?
Water and rock.
Then grass type move?
Very good, Red.
Okay, Growlithe. Raise your special, right?
Right.
Special.
Okay, Kabuto, use cut.
Okay, Growlithe. Attack with a grass type move. That was easy.
Don't let that get your head, maggot.
Still red.
I played it easy on you.
And let's remember the point of the battle was to learn, so there are no winners or losers.
But I still won. Don't you owe me money or something for winning?
Yeah, you want something?
Yeah, I mean, I did beat you.
Red, you might want to stop there, buddy.
Oh, I'll give you something.
Yes, please.
Jerk.
Red? Hey, Red. Red, buddy. Hey, get up.
What? Did I get my money?
Nope.
What? Well, where's Scott?
Drop it, boy.
Fine.
So what's next for you, Red?
Let's see. I still need to get, like, one or two more badges.
Let me see. Okay. Hey, Red, you skipped a gym here.
I skipped a gym?
Yeah, Saffron City Gym.
Well, I guess I'm headed to Saffron City now.
Great! The city is just south from here. Until next time, Red. See ya.
And next time, I will win.
We'll see about that.
And thus, Red improves his game with the help of V and his assistant, Scott, and learns how to really battle like a champ. Next time, Red arrives in Saffron City. Probably. On the Red Squirtle.